Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The South Dakota legislative session kicks off next week in Pierre. This week, we've welcomed advocacy groups to talk about their legislative priorities this session. Today, we welcome Mary McCorkle. She's president of the South Dakota Education Association. She joins us on the phone now. Mary McCorkle, welcome back to In the Moment.
Well, thank you, Lori. Appreciate the opportunity.
Tell us a little bit about lobbying days and sort of how you bring others into the conversation and help them understand how they can make an impact in peer.
Well, it's all about building relationships. We have a lot of new legislators this year. We have a new governor. And for the two official lobbyists for SDEA, that's one of our first goals, is to get to know people and to begin to build those relationships. But we also extend those relationships out into our communities to really encourage educators to have conversations with legislators, to attend the cracker barrels, to not just have conversations during the legislative session or right before session begins, but to really have conversations about what our students need all throughout the year, because those conversations really begin to move some of our priorities.
And talk a little bit about, individual teachers, for example, or parents or whomever, articulating those stories, because it's those individual stories that sometimes make the biggest impact.
Certainly. You know, if we look back at 2016, the year of the half-cent sales tax dedicated to education, it was educators across the state and the stories of what was happening in their school when there were not enough teachers for the students, and the impact of the students and the need to create a better system to support educators for our students, to continue to give our students the very best that the best they deserve and the best that we can. And so it's all about not just the big picture, but those individual stories of what's really happening in the classroom, what's really happening in the communities. Those are so important.
Talk a little bit about SDEA's legislative priorities for this upcoming session.
Certainly. We are always talking about what it is that our students need. And one of the ways that our students receive what they need is through the funding formula. So we're always concerned about funding for education. We were pleased with Governor Dugard's budget presentation in terms of the 2.3, and we certainly hope that Governor-elect Noem will follow through on that. We would also like to engage in a conversation about the 0.7 that was 1% money last year. Is there a way that we can make that ongoing revenue for education? Our students and our schools have so many needs. One of the things that I hear when I talk to educators is I hear conversations about the need for mental health help in the schools. I hear conversations about educators. I hear conversations about the need to do something to help through the funding formula, work on our support professional salaries. You know, we've done work to raise teacher salaries, and we've put money into the formula, but there are many people in the district who really are critical parts of the students' education in addition to the teachers. You know, we have the bus drivers are the first people who see our students every morning. They're part of the education process. Our food service people, our clerical, our paras. And, when I talk to people, I hear all of those. And so that funding part of education is critically important, because all of that helps our students.
Right. And I think that goes back to those personal stories. If you have a kid in school, you understand the relationship kids develop with custodians and with food service folks, and how sometimes that person is the one who, you know, doesn't see them in class, but maybe knows more about them than some of the teachers do, depending on the kid and the situation. They're pretty integral parts, not only of the school's operation, but of the relationship and education
Exactly. Overall. We're all in it together.
So talk about, when you talk about relationship building, obviously Governor Kristi Noem is going to be inaugurated tomorrow. It's not Billy Sutton, who you have come out and said had a really strong record, to supporting education. How do you build a relationship with the governor-elect at this point?
We talk about our students. We talk about the needs of our students. And just like with Governor Dugard, we didn't always agree on everything, but we looked for the points where we could agree, and we tried to build the relationships and do the work around those things. So that will continue to be our focus, is to talk about our students and the things that we believe ensure student success. And we also have a new interim person at the Secretary of Education. Right. So that will be another critical relationship, is to begin to have those conversations, to share our knowledge, our backgrounds from being in the classroom and working with students, and to really bring that perspective forward.
Interim Secretary of Education Ben Jones talking about civics education in school. What are you looking for from someone like Ben Jones at this point? How do you sort of assess where he's at, what his knowledge is about individual students' needs and the funding formula? How do you move forward and build that relationship? We just have about a minute left, Mary.
I have not had that conversation yet, and I'm looking forward to it.